And I just want to say, talking to you specifically, Julie, it has really been a pleasure working with you for, you know, over a quarter of a century, but specifically these last about 11.99 years at the PSC. And I think, you know, just our families' friendship makes it nice to work through complex issues until you have a disagreement. And then it makes it really inconvenient. And especially it's inconvenient with someone who's as persuasive as you, because we're both, you know, trying to convince the same people of different things. But the wonderful thing, and I read something online where they played some old person on the street interviews from the late 70s, where they had various questions about then President Jimmy Carter. And the person, the journalist who brought these forward, even commented, and I had the same impression after listening to him, how times have changed, because even the people who you could tell really disliked having him as president were very kind and gracious. And that's a part of politics that I think made politics and government better, because you didn't make enemies out of every disagreement in the old days, where nowadays it seems like some people have a tendency to elevate anything to where if you ever disagree, you can't ever be friends again. And it's, you know, I think that's sad. But working with you has been, in my opinion, the old way of battling it out on an issue and then moving on to maybe the next dozen issues where you work closely together and you just put that disagreement aside. And so I've really enjoyed that. And I mean, you bring detailed, good arguments, great information to the commission. I think all of us who have served on the commission with you, as well as our staff, have all benefited from the work you put into knowing the topics of the day. But lastly, because of this meeting, this is what's like my priority thought here is your work ethic. You have a lot on your plate. Anybody who's following any national politics knows that. A lot, but along with the work, it's also the relocation. Going out to a large city like that, and you have a family, a beautiful family, by the way, and so much going on. But the fact that you stayed committed to what you had committed yourself to, and that is serving out this term at the North Dakota PSC till the end of the year here, and getting these projects that could reasonably be done, getting them done, is something that I think really says a lot about the character that I've known for a quarter of a century, that is Julie Fedorchuk. So thank you for all you've done for us over the years, and especially today.
Well, thank you, Randy. I really appreciate those kind words and reflections. And, you know, it's hard. I'm kind of glad I'm not there, because I'd be a lot more emotional. I'm in the lobby of my new apartment building because and there's Christmas music playing. So I apologize for that, but I have no control over it. And my phone service doesn't work well enough in our apartment to have this kind of call there. So I'm making it work, but thank you for all of the wonderful years to you, Randy, to you, Sherry, Steve,
Julie, could we have Commissioner Haugenhofer go, and then we'll kind of let you finish.
Absolutely. I didn't know if Sherry was going to. She said so many nice things earlier. So go ahead, Sherry. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I should defer to you. Yeah, for those who heard my comments last Thursday, they rang true, Julie. But, you know, Randy said something. You guys have worked together for 11.99 years, right? I haven't worked with you that long, so does that mean I'm much younger? But, you know, when it would be interesting at coming in as a new commissioner and watching you and Randy have the relationship you did. Sometimes it was fun just to sit back and watch you two go at it, you know, and I felt like Switzerland sometimes, but having that equal vote, you know where I landed, and you both would always give great insight to the issue. So thank you for that entertainment, but more so all that knowledge. When you guys spoke, I listened, and I gained a lot from it. Julie, thank you for stepping up to the plate. It was huge. Whew, good thing you're not here. Thank you so much. God bless. Go get him, girl.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that. And we are getting settled. I'll just give you a little bit of an update. We have our apartment with very little furniture. Last night, we do have a couch and a table with no chairs and two bar stools. And there's five of us in this little apartment. And so last night, we pulled the couch up to the table. And three of us sat along that and ate on the couch next to the table, which worked out just fine. We decided it was kind of nice to sit on a couch at a table. It was very comfortable. And then we didn't have enough chairs for watching the football game. So Nate brought one of the twin mattresses into the living room and he laid on that. So we're making do while we get settled and organized here. But today we'll be making strides to that end. So, I really appreciate the staff and all of your flexibility in scheduling this so that it could work and we could wrap up as many cases as possible here to have a clean slate for the next commissioner coming on board. I remember well what it's like to come into the commission. There's a lot of complicated issues occurring at any time. And it's important to get up to speed on them before you vote. And so to the extent that we could clear the slate so that the companies and the parties wouldn't have to be waiting while a new commissioner got settled and up to speed, I think that's a good thing. And so I feel good about that. It's been a wonderful opportunity these last – I will take the indulgence of rounding up to 12 years at this point. It is, I can't imagine a better place to have worked, to have learned some amazing things about industries that matter so much to everyday citizens in North Dakota and throughout this country. And it's my passion for those issues and the background that I've learned from all the smart people at the PSC and the industry that we regulate, that now I get to apply to this next level at a time where that's really important. So I'm very, very excited. I'm ready to get going. We have things to launch on day one on Friday. And just prior to this was meeting with my new team. And they are hard at work before we get started. They aren't even on the payroll yet and have spent their Christmas vacation working to get us running on day one. So it's just an incredible honor to be able to serve the people of this state at the commission. Randy and Sherry, wonderful to work with you both. Randy, you are like a brother now. I feel like I'm going to miss our collaboration and our ability to bring different perspectives to the table, to argue passionately for them, and to sometimes be successful in convincing and sometimes not, but to be able to move on to the next issue, I think you nailed it. And that's just so valuable, and that's the way public service should be, quite honestly. So I am excited for that. I also have so many great memories of the staff and all of our time together. My professional respect for everybody and your experience and your intelligence and your work ethic. Can't say enough about that. It's a place where we have set the bar high and we challenge staff to meet it, and I hope that continues. It's a very fun environment to work in when everyone is pursuing that kind of excellence. And so I just thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for all of the wonderful memories, the experiences, the great work that we've done, as well as the fun that we've had doing it. And know that we will continue working together on a lot of these issues. As I serve in this next capacity, I'm counting on you guys to keep in touch. When you see things that are wrong or could be better on the federal level, consider myself and my team as your advocates. And so kudos to everybody. Thank you. And my best regards to all of you for a very happy new year. And I'll see you sooner than we think back in North Dakota. All the best.
Well said, Julie, as always. So with that, this final, barring something unforeseen, some emergency meeting, this final meeting of 2024 and final meeting of Commissioner Julie Fedorchak's tenure on the Public Service Commission is adjourned.
Bye, everyone. Thank you. Have a great week.